Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Menachas Tzadei Dalid, Menachas 94a, pagination is 187. Just below midway on the page, we have the privilege of starting the next perek in Menachas. The perek is called by the first two words of the perek, Shtei HaLechem, the two loaves of Shavuos, but we're going to start our selection from the second line of the Mishnah, regarding the Lechem HaPanim, literally the breads that have face, that have an appearance. Or as Art Scroll cleverly terms it, the Panim bread. These loaves, as they're commonly depicted, which is one opinion that we have on Amud Beis, commonly depicted as kind of a boxy look with the two sides coming up and a wide flat bottom. There is a second opinion. We could actually move on to Amud Beis for a second and just get our bearings on this. The top of Amud Beis, Rabbi Chanina Amar Kimenteva Prutza, like an open box, and that's the picture in Rashi, the top left corner. Rabbi Yochanan Omar kimin sfino rokedes. Rabbi Yochanan said that they were made like a dancing ship, a very swift ship. And the way a ship would be very swift would be if it has very little resistance in the water. Its width is towards the top part of the ship where people would be. But as it got deeper into the water, it got thinner and thinner to the point that Rashi depicts it simply like a triangle. If you look at Art Scroll, they depict it a little bit better in terms of a picture type of look, a more modern look. But basically, it's built for speed. It is going to have limited resistance. And that shape is the shape that the Lechem HaPanim wore, according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara in Amud Beis, which we're not doing now, is going to delve into exactly how they were situated, propped up, etc. If you hold Teva Prutza, the open box, which again is the most common way of depicting the Lechem HaPanim, or the Sfino Rokedes, the shape of a swift ship, triangular type of look, how that would be propped up and supported on the Shulchan. Getting back to our Mishnah, again, the second line of our Mishnah, Lechem HaPanim Niloshos Achas Achas V'nefos Shtayim Shtayim. The Lechem HaPanim are kneaded one by one. There's a specific ingredient description, how much flour is being used, and you don't just multiply that by 12, make all 12 loaves in one massive dough, and then split it. You would make each challah, each lechem, on its own, v'nefos shtayim shtayim, and they would be baked two at a time. We'll come back to that in a moment. Uvidefus hayaosa osan. They would make them in a mold. This was a very specific shape, and it needed a mold to hold it in place. Tosfos interestingly discusses whether this is a mold on the outside of it or a mold on the inside of it, but we could imagine that it was very delicate to produce these loaves in precisely the way that it should be fitting to have this panim image, whatever the face meant, that it had certain sides that were specifically designed. It's not just like most of our challahs are a little just like roundish. And these were very specifically made. And they had molds. Kishuhu rodon nosnon ledefus kedei shelo yiskalkolu. And when they would take it out of the oven, rodon, to take it out of the oven, they would put it into a form, into a mold as well, so that it shouldn't get ruined. Now, different size molds were going to be used because the dough, as it's baking, as it's developing, is getting bigger. It's wider. And therefore, different size molds would be used. The word rodun, which is to remove something from the oven, is a term that's known to us from a famous case in Shabbos. The case called Ridiyas HaPas, to remove the dough from the oven. They would typically bake things on the walls of the oven, directly on the oven. And to remove it, there was a tool, an implement, which, like a spatula, would remove it. We're familiar with that type of look from a pizza oven, and the tool that's used to remove the pizza from the pizza oven in English is called a peel, P-E-E-L. That tool was what's described as Ridiyas HaPas in the laws of Shabbos. That's a derabbanan, it took apparently some skill, and to remove the dough from the side of the oven was a malacha derabbanan rabbinic. It prompts the provocative question, if a person put dough on the wall of an oven, hot, it's going to bake there if it's left there, and he does that on Shabbos. So that would be a Shabbos violation of the malacha of ofeh, baking. But only if he leaves it there. If it never ends up baking, then it's not a violation, because the way the malacha of bishul or ofeh work, cooking or baking, is the person does the act, and then the fire acts upon it and does its thing. That's attributable to the original act, and that's the malacha. That's what you did, even though it's really the fire that did it. But you put it there, that's the malacha, but only if the fire ended up doing it. So the question is, if a person put the dough there, shogeg, mezid, whatever, does he have permission, or does someone else have permission to remove it through Ridiyas HaPas in order that it shouldn't bake, and therefore the first person should not be in violation of Shabbos? And of course, a lot of considerations. The most obvious, if you're going to be allowed to do a derabbanan to save someone else from the sin of baking on Shabbos. The Gemara tells us, Minoani Mili, how do you know these rules that each one of the loaves has to be kneaded separately? The Tana Rabbanan, we learned, Shnei Esronim Yihya Chala Ho'echos, the individual Chala shall be two Esronim, a flour. That's an indication that it should indeed be on its own and not mixed in with others. The pasuk says, Visamta osam, four lines further in the Gemara, you shall place them, and that indicates that the baking process is done two by two. Now, there is an interesting machlokas here, exactly how to understand this requirement. Art Scroll, footnote 8, actually brings three different opinions of how to look at this. One approach is specifically two. Do it two by two, which is how the Mishnah presented it. Ne'efos shtayim shtayim. There are others who say never more than two, but you could do one at a time if you'd like. And others say at least two by two, but never one at a time. So suddenly what seemed to be a very simple topic, that it's proper to do it two by two, became dissected in a number of angles. You'll take a look towards the bottom of the page, five lines up at the two dots. Shlosha defusim heim. There were actually three molds, three forms, in order to make the lechem hapanim. Nosna ledefus va'adayin hibatzek. You first put it into a form while it's dough. Ukimin defus hayo labatan, or in the oven there was a form as well. Ukashuhu roda nosno bedefus, and when you took it out, you also put it into a form, presumably to allow it to cool. Kidei shelo teskalkel, in order that it shouldn't get ruined. The Gemara asks the question, which we alluded to before, v'lahadra ledefus kama, why can't you just use the original form? And the Gemara answers, kevan de'afi la nafcha, since it was baked, it expanded, and it's not the same size, it wouldn't fit in to the mold that it was in at the time that it was dough. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.